Jonathan Swift is supposed to have said, "It was a bold man that first ate an oyster." Well, it took two bold young men to take on their great-grandfather's oyster business, knowing virtually nothing about the oyster business, and that made headlines. Here's one from the Huffington Post. Rappahannock River oysters prove a thriving business can be founded on family values. Well, the family name is Croxton. The young men are cousins Ryan and Travis, and some might say, well, they've struck gold, metaphorically speaking, though, according to historians, back in the 19th century, real gold was mined in the Rappahannock River's upper reaches. Oysters are their big business here on the Northern Neck, thanks to the bounty of the Rappahannock River, and for Ryan and Travis, it's also thanks to great-grandfather James Arthur Croxton, Jr., who, as a 24-year-old back in 1899, bought 5 acres of leased river bottom. According to an interview with Ryan and Travis in Food and Wine magazine, their great-grandfather, like other oystermen of his era, dredge the bay bottom, essentially destroying the environment. But today, the young Croxtons farm their oysters in cages a foot off the sea floor, preserving the habitat, which, of course, is good for the briny environment, good for us, and especially good for their Rappahannock River Oyster Company. One of their oyster varieties is the stingray oyster, and this is how they describe it, the quintessential Chesapeake Bay oyster, sweet and mildly briny with a clean, crisp finish. Sounds like a fine wine. When asked how they learned so much so quickly, a simple answer: they Googled it. Well, besides farming oysters, they now have 3 restaurants, the Rappahannock Oyster Bar inside the historic Union Market in Washington, D.C., and the Rappahannock in Richmond, and it's their Meroir, M-E-R-R-O-I-R, where they say it all started, and it's the one we're most familiar with. It hugs the Rappahannock just across the bridge from the Northern Neck, and you can eat indoors or out at Meroir. On balmy days, you can sit outside at picnic tables and eat oysters and such and watch the river go by. The saga of the Rappahannock River Oyster Company has been spotlighted on the award-winning PBS series Chefs Afield. The title of their episode, Old Salts, Young Guns. Ryan and Travis Croxton, well, they say their mission is simple: to put the Chesapeake Bay oyster back on the map, and with their 3 restaurants and their Rappahannock River Oyster Company, they may soon be able to say, mission accomplished. This is Thea Marshall.